you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the 41st episode of Interlude Army. During this episode, we'll be answering would you rather questions that you guys sent in. Let's get it!
Welcome back to Interlude Army. I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose.
So it's been a while since we sat down and chill. A lot of things has probably happened in our personal life. So this is a good time to catch up. Jose, how have you been doing?
Pretty good. Happy 2021. I feel like I haven't even said that on the podcast.
I don't think we did. No, we didn't.
Yeah. So it's like, girl, happy new year. I mean, we're late.
Happy new year. It's like the middle of January already. Where have you been?
Oh my God. Imagine if in July we're like happy 2021.
Happy 2021.
Oh my, that would be on brand for us though. Like how messy we are.
We are.
Oh my God. It's been good. Taking time because I've been off a little bit for school. Just a little. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going back. Actually, this week is the first week of the semester for spring. Ah. I'm thankful that it's still online. They haven't moved us on campus because I'm still scared of Miss Corona. You know what I'm saying? Even though it looks like things are not getting better. But I mean, there is a vaccine at least that's starting to roll out and stuff. Yeah, as far as that goes, it's pretty good. Personal, relationship-wise, it's going well. Family-wise, it's going well. Can't complain. What about you, Roseanne?
I was going to say same. I'm like, but I got no school. everything's been going good. I did start up my whole recording 2 seconds of every day thing again.
Oh yay.
Yeah, because at first I wasn't, but then I'm like, I'm really hoping that there's gonna be a change. Mm-hmm. You know what, you see the change in the video that 2021 will get better. I think that's just me hoping that things will get better.
But right.
Other than that, trying to do more outdoor stuff, park wise Vegas is not too bad.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of parks here in Vegas, so social distancing isn't a big problem here. Mm-hmm. But yes.
So there's a lot of activities to do, huh?
Yeah, there's a lot of outdoor activities. I know people go hiking. We might try to go hiking too, but we'll see how that is. But it's still weird.
See, the thing is, I know there's probably outdoor activities to do over here where I'm at, but it's I'm just scared.
Scared to step out of the house. You about to be greeted by Miss Rona as soon as you open your door.
That's how I am. Guys, I haven't been anywhere other than the grocery store since March of last year. It's so weird to even say last year, but it was last year, 2020. When mm-hmm. We went under quarantine, I haven't done anything, Roseanne. I haven't been to a restaurant. I haven't been to the movie theater. I haven't been anywhere that's something that's not the grocery store. You know what I mean?
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. How do you do it, Jose? How do you...
Well, I just don't go anywhere.
Oh, my God.
this is the thing, was like, I can be like, even if I'm in my mind, I'm like, yo, I'm super careful. I'm super, I'm prepared. I'm sanitized. I got everything for me. Like, mm-hmm. if like I'm scared, I'm good to go. But I feel like I'm that unlucky that I would be the one to get it.
Oh my gosh. I mean, yeah. If you feel like you feel you would, you know, be that person to get it because you're that unlucky, maybe it is best to stay inside.
Because you know when things come out and you're like, oh, that's the one in a bajillion time that can happen. You know how people say statistics or something like that? That's something yeah. so rare. Like, I feel like I would be that one.
You would be that 1%. Yes. Holden would be that 0.001% beginning.
Yeah, like I'm not going crazy or anything like that. Like, okay. I feel like it would be worrisome if I was going a little bit crazy, you know
what yeah, I mean? Like every time I like sit down and record with you, you're like saying weird ass shit. I'm like, Holden, you need help. You need help. You know, now that I think yes. about it, you were stuttering a lot. I'm just kidding.
I'm you just know kidding. What? I think I that's me on a daily.
Y'all should hear our bloopers. I really want to make... I was just telling Jose I want to make like a blooper segment or include the bloopers at the end of our episodes just so y'all can hear the struggle.
It's... oh my God, guys. Like, literally, it takes us like 30 minutes to even say hello.
Yeah. Even if we have a little... We literally have the sentence in front of us. All we have to do is read it, but we can't read it. We even have it color-coded, y'all.
Yes, like everything is actually like... pretty clear and we are still struggling, but hey. But I did have a quick question before we get into yes. the questions. Ooh, you see how mm-hmm. I did that?
I see you.
That I worked it out there. I was about to say that rhyme, but it was literally the same words.
Literally. I said literally.
Oh my God. Woo!
Yes.
We are professionals. That's where we're at right okay, now. We are professionals. This is all good. Our listeners understand. Okay, my question is, do you not think, Roseanne, that the guys are too quiet
oh right my God. Now?
Like,
yeah.
I'm scared.
I'm scared too. Anything can happen. I don't think it'll be like, all of a sudden, ooh, boom, an album type yeah, of thing. Yeah. But I feel like something involving music-wise will be mm-hmm. dropped. I mean, now would be a perfect time for a mixtape, don't you think?
I mean, honestly, we thought we were going to get Taehyun's mixtape like before yeah. the end of the year because it would be... You know how he mentioned that he wanted to release yeah. it before the end of the year. And obviously... the 30th is his birthday, so we thought, oh my God, he has it planned out. And then obviously he released his Christmas song and he said, I'm releasing this because I'm a little bit backed up on my mixtape, so I'm not gonna be able to do it. So I mean, who knows, like maybe that could come out, maybe Jungkook's mixtape can come out as well.
Yeah, we got that's a lot possibility. Of stuff. We got a lot of mixtapes coming through. Or what else?
Or maybe like another song or something, like a single or something like that. Maybe
you don't wait. We're talking about theories and stuff, just yeah. putting it out there. I think there will be something for March.
That's, oh my God, girl. Can we talk about
yes.
that?
Yes.
Honestly, nobody knew. I mean, I don't know if the artists knew before us, but we didn't know that the Grammys were going to be postponed. So I even did a whole video because I was like, the Grammys were postponed till March. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I know Big Kid and BTS are not dumb. So they're like, you know what? This is, let's take advantage, guys. Like, maybe we can release something before the Grammys or right on time along with the Grammys. Because we are nominated, we should be able to perform and then make uh-huh. me promote that new song
right?
Along like, with Dynamite. Because I feel like they are going to perform Dynamite regardless. Because that's like. The song.
True. You know? I mean, I do have a feeling they're going to perform Dynamite, but mm-hmm. I am still hoping that they're going to slip in like a little bit of the new song, if there is a new song.
Yeah.
So.
It's possible because a lot of artists do that. They do like a little medley of like two or three songs. I've seen that happen mm-hmm. before on the Grammy stage. So maybe.
But yeah, I just have a feeling something is coming out soon. We just don't know. It could be a mixtape. It could be a song. I'm still hoping for like a highlight reel, Jose, like another one, some type yeah. of like visual.
We haven't gotten any like additional. Apart from the video game, there's no like content like on Big Hit's channel or Bangtan TV's channel that can add on to like the Love Yourself concept or Map of the Soul, you know, story as well. Yeah, like something that like brings the us back line. To that. Yeah, like there's nothing.
Yeah, because the Winx album, they had the films, you know what I mean? Yeah, which was also yeah. connected to their storyline, and they had the highlight series connected to the Love Yourself. So we have mm-hmm. nothing for Map of the Soul. So I'm like, where?
Where y'all at? Where's it at?
Where y'all at? Where's it at? But I guess we'll see, Jose. Watch maybe next week's episode. We're like, there's something dropping. Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah, like, and that's not to say that, like, the guys have totally disappeared, guys. Like, in case y'all, this is the only news. Way you get, yes, this is the only way you get news if you're listening to us. We don't want you to be thinking, oh, wait, so, like, BTS totally disappeared. No, that's not what we're saying. It's just that. It's very sporadic, the posts that they've made. So it's, and then also another thing is that they've started to post random Bangtan bombs. And that happens a lot too when they're getting ready to drop yeah. something.
Like they well. Post older ones yes. too, right? It's not like the most up to date recent stuff. So
it's like older and then like random, like only like 3-4 minutes of like the guys like literally sitting down, which is still enjoyable yeah. but it's like so random and old, and that happens a lot when they're gearing up for something. So that's why we're like, you know, we got our eyes, not that we don't as we, like we stop or anything, but we got an mm-hmm. extra eyes on them, you know what I mean?
Oh, what's going on? So mm-hmm. I'm excited for whatever it's coming around the corner. It's gonna yes, be good. It's gonna be big.
Definitely.
This was like literally last year I asked people to send us would you rather yeah. questions. So, you know, thank you guys for being so patient. I want to do more of these eventually, like more would you rathers or Q&A or something fun. So you guys could also get involved, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we had you guys submit questions through Twitter, and we were able to pick some out. And let's see how it is, Jose. This is our first would you rather, I think, right?
I believe so. I think if anything, maybe one of the quizzes may have like had one question thrown in there that we've taken, you know what I mean? But we yeah. haven't really done like a would you rather type of
straight up thing.
Yeah.
Like, okay, yes. Okay. First question is from @SpringDayZombie. Would you rather only be able to listen to BTS songs or non-K-pop songs for the rest of your life? Yeah, so for example, if you only are able to listen to non-K-pop songs, like uh-huh. Western, you can't listen to BTS.
Oh, well, I mean, I think that's pretty easy.
Yeah.
I'm going to choose, I'd rather only be able to listen to BTS. Oh my God.
BTS songs.
I cannot mm-hmm. picture myself not being able to listen to any BTS songs. That would be a sad life.
Exactly.
That was easy.
Okay, that was round one. We're going to level it up, you guys.
Yeah.
What's the next?
Let's see if it gets harder. Okay. At Bangtan's Magic 7 asks, would you rather meet BTS and have them extremely dislike you or never meet them? Ooh. That's the one.
It's because probably I really, really do want to meet them uh-huh. just once in my life. It's not like I want to be like, I'm going to be best friends with you.
Right.
But then again,
this is the thing. Now you got to uh-huh. dig in deeper, Roseanne, because what would you do when you meet them that made them extremely dislike?
Yeah, right? What did I do for them to dislike me? Wait, but I did meet them.
No, yeah, like, if you met them mm-hmm. and they say have them extremely dislike you. So I feel like you had to do something so that they dislike you to the extreme level.
I think maybe then I'll just stick to never met them.
Girl, me too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't want to... We both sighed so loud.
I know, because I'm thinking, like, girl, that means I met them. I had a bad impression, whatever I did, that they're gonna have this memory that they're like, "Ooh, I don't like him at all." Like, "Ooh, no.
Yeah, and if they were, I don't know, just saying, because I don't know, if they were watching our videos, they'd be like, "Ugh, I met that person. I don't want to watch their."
Oh my god.
Okay, it's okay. I'll stick to never meet them.
Yes, like so far, I'm doing well. Like so, okay. So I feel like. Never met them would continue this.
Yeah.
Healthy lifestyle? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Healthy love. Could you imagine you're making a video about them and you're like, oh my God, they hate me.
Yeah, that would be the end. Like knowing that they just, I'd be like embarrassing myself even more. Like, yo, they don't even like you. Like, they don't want to see you at all. So it's like, okay.
I know, that's so sad. That would affect me mentally when making videos. So, okay, yeah. All right, never meet them. We got this.
Yes.
All right. Next question is from BTS Paved the Way D. Would you rather be blocked by BTS on Twitter or would you rather be banned on Weavers?
Oh, this is easy.
Yeah, this is easy. I don't know.
I'd rather be banned on Weavers because I don't even post on
me neither. Y'all, I don't even go on. Maybe they said Weavers, so I'm assuming just the Weavers thing.
Yeah.
As long as I'm not banned from Weavers shop, where I can still buy. But yeah, I would rather be banned on Weavers. I don't post there either. I don't really go on there as much. You guys, I'm sorry.
Like
a lot of things are going on.
I open it, but that's it. And that's once in a while. And honestly, that's because Lovely Army on Twitter let us know when the guys post on Weavers, they posted on Twitter as well.
Yeah, they posted on Twitter.
That's pretty easy for me. Okay, the next one is at OptiFaith asks, if you were Jin in the BU Universe story, would you rather try endless attempts to save your friends until when you finally do, you're broken inside? Or would you rather erase any memories the boys and you have of each other, never meeting them again?
Deep stuff. Mm-hmm. So basically, if you erase your memories of the boys, you wouldn't even know if they're doing good or not.
And you know what I mean? And like, you just wouldn't know them because they also said never meeting them again. Like, never, like, you just don't meet them.
So it's kind of like, would you sacrifice yourself or just spare your heartbreak? Personally, I would rather be broken inside because then I know they're well off and they're saved. Because if you didn't know them, what if they do get into stuff and pass away and you just don't even know? I'd rather be able to save someone than save myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel I would choose the broken inside option because at least we know that we were able to save our friends, even though, I mean, I'm broken. Literally, you know what I'm saying? Then just completely erasing and like, I mean, you wouldn't know because you just never met them, but I feel like I would want that certainty that, hey, like they're fine, they're doing well, even though we're not like connected anymore or something like that, but at least I was able to save them. Yeah, I would go with that one as well. Okay. Nice. That made me think a little deeper. I like it.
I know, right? You guys are like really deep. Next question is from at JK and his milk.
Okay.
Ooh, I like your name. Would you rather be able to meet BTS at a fan meet but never see them again or see BTS at every concert?
See BTS at every concert.
Yes.
See BTS at every concert.
Oh my God. Y'alls. I would sell my soul to see every BTS concert. Kidding. Not to the devil. I'm sorry. It's just a much better experience. I mean, it would be really cool to meet them at a fan meet, but I would have a long-term, more fun experience going to every concert. You get to meet up with your friends. You get to experience it over and over again.
Definitely.
It's it's better.
And they, and maybe one of those concerts you could be like barricade and then you can like see them super, super close. Right. So that's awesome. That's almost like a fan meet. Not really, but I mean, kind of. Because
you see them up close.
Yeah, because I'm thinking where I'm located right now in the U.S., the fan meets that have been going on here in the U.S. before Miss Corona happened, it was literally like 1 second, like it was like in and out. Did you ever see that video? of the like people just in and out, like they're not even able to say hi to each member or anything. So
yeah,
I feel like it wouldn't even be like something where you can like at least say something to each member, like thank you for your music, thank you for anything. Like you literally are like in and out because security is already like pushing you away. So
pushing you out, yeah. Like once you in, they're like get out.
You're like, did that just happen? Like I don't even remember. So I feel like a concert would be better. Yeah. Cool. The next one is at Wes Pez's. Would you rather receive a never released BTS song or be in front row at the next concert? I know my answer, but let me see. Let me hear you.
Well, I've actually been in the front row before of a concert, but
okay.
Just say like, what if I didn't?
Just a little brag right there. I get you, Roseanne. Okay.
No. No, but here's the thing, though. I was thinking about it. If I received a never released BTS song, what if I'm like not allowed to share it? And so it's just me by myself. I think I would rather experience being in a front row. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. In a front row of a concert and enjoy it with everyone else than to just like get a song but not be able to share it.
See, I'm a little...
Wait, I'm confused.
Now that you explained it a little bit, I was like... I was like for sure going to pick front row at the next concert because I've never experienced that. but not just that. Now I'm thinking like receive a never released BTS song. Who am I receiving it from? If it's from the guys, oh my God, that would mean that the guys wanted me to have it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So in that case, okay, maybe I would pick that. If the guys were like, I want you to have this never released BTS. I don't know why that would ever happen, but this is a would you rather, so it's make believe fantasy. And so
yes.
And so I'm living in my fantasy right now. So if it's a receipt from them personally, I would be okay because that means they want it to happen. But if it was from like outside sources, like a leak, something that's not even related to them, where like it got stolen or something, I would not want that at all. So I would much rather have the front row at the next concert.
That's a good like in-depth like what.
Yeah, girl, you gotta read into these because these armies on Twitter, they want to get us, and I'm just kidding.
Yeah. No, that's very true, actually, Jose. Yeah, it really does matter. Like, if you receive it directly from BTS, that means, like, oh my God, it's a gift, it's special.
Yes.
But then if it's from a leaked source, then, like, yeah, no, thank you. Mm.
So, did we really answer? Did we say both?
Technically, I guess it just depends on the situation. Yes,
we'll take the
never released BTS song if it's from them and not leaked.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
If it's leaked, we take the front row, okay?
Oh, there you go. Oh, yeah. You answered it pretty perfectly. I like it.
Yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. Next question is from @kadamuf_art. And this question I wouldn't even ask. Oh, this question I wouldn't even want to be asked.
Wow. And but they asked us.
They're giving us a hard time. Just kidding. I love the challenge. We'll see if I want to see if me and Jose could figure this out for us. But if you had to choose between meeting just one member or not meeting any of them at all, which would you choose? Wait, but if you had to choose between meeting just one member, so like you only meet one member, right?
Yeah, like say if it was like maybe at a store or somewhere in public where like one member was by themselves, you know, and not the seven.
Because
honestly, usually at a fan meet, they're together, or like at a concert, they're together, or like at a recording, they're going to be together, at a photo shoot, they're going to be together. So I feel like it's something where like one of the members are somewhere by themselves, you know what I'm saying? Like in their off time or free time or whatever.
So that gets a little bit tricky then. Right.
So like, would you want that to happen or would you not want to meet any of them? No, wait. Meeting one or not any of them at all?
Okay. Now that depends on the situation, though. Whole thing. Now we have to create different situations again. You know,
a little scenario.
A little scenario. Well, I want to hear your.
Destiny, see, this is. Why am I getting so like in deep? That's not even a thing. If it was in depth, there you go, girl. Like, if it was destiny, like, I didn't choose it, and I just happened to, like, bump into, like, you know, Jungkook at the subway station or something. I didn't choose that. That was chosen for me by the great powers that is the world. why am I... so that's destiny, but that's not even the question. Okay, if you had to choose between just one or not meeting any of them, I'm gonna say not meeting any of them all, because I feel like just one, that means I'm choosing, and at the end of the day, I'm OT7. So if that's
the thing,
if that's if like you showing,
know, and I know Jose is OT7. Mm-hmm. But so here's the thing, here's my scenario, Jose, because you brought it up. Like, what if they're at like on their free time, just trying to roam around like normal people? I don't want to intrude in his free time. You know what I mean?
True that.
So if they're like, hey, you won a lottery, you could choose to meet with one BTS member, who would you meet? Then I could go with that. Like, it's a prize. You know what I mean? Like, because as much as I would love to meet and sit down with all seven of the members in this lifetime, I don't know if that's happening.
Yeah.
I'm going to get what I can. And which makes me wonder, like, which member would I choose?
Well, I don't think you would be able to choose. The question is just one member.
Oh, well, I'm fine with any. Mm-hmm. You could choose. I could, like, any, meeny, miny, mo, not even look. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with meeting any of the members. Just one would be memorable. I think I'll go with the meeting just one. If it's not me intruding, and if it's, like, a lottery, like, hey, you get to choose one member.
Okay, I didn't
Or think not choose one member. That. Or you get to meet a member, yeah.
That makes sense. I didn't think about it, like, if it was, like, a raffle, like, a prize or something that was, like, by the guys, you know what I mean? Because you know how they did that?
By them.
What was it? The photo booth at the concerts where you would, like, get a little... Obviously, that was, like, virtually for the photo, but it's kind of like that, you know? Like, it's a little raffle where you get to see if you get to win a chance to, like, say hi or something.
Take a picture. Yeah.
Okay, Roseanne. Okay, I see how you think. I see it. The next question comes from at Fourth Gen Vocal Line. Okay. Would you rather listen only to your top 10 favorite BTS songs forever? Or would you rather listen to BTS's whole discography except your top 10 favorite BTS songs? Ooh, this has got to be the hardest one yet, because we still have a couple more.
You know what, maybe I think this might be the easiest for
me. Wow, okay.
You know why?
Wow.
You know what?
Wow.
Because their discography is like 100%, right? It's all of their songs are amazing. And so I wouldn't mind
not ever listening to your top 10.
Hold on.
That just kidding, girl,
it's not easy, Jose.
You said it was easy. Huh? Who is you? What is your
name?
That's
like me not listening to like Queen Spring Day and hold up. Let me think about that.
Think about your 10 favorite BTS songs right now, your top 10, and you will not be able to listen to them ever again.
See, here's the thing. Oh man, that is really hard. See, I wouldn't mind not listening to my top 10 favorite songs because like I said, their whole discography is like really good. You know what I mean. I do have a top 10, all right? But my top 10 always changes.
Okay.
And so I think I would rather listen to their whole discography except for the top 10 songs, because that's minus 10 out of the kabajillion amazing songs they have. But you know what I mean, that's like minus 10 out of like I don't even know how many hundreds of songs BTS has.
Yeah,
even their side tracks.
Yeah,
like even their side unofficial songs. Mm-hmm. It's still BTS songs.
You know what?
So I think
it's a hard one because, oh my God, like not being able to listen to my top 10, that's a dagger in my heart. But I'm thinking future-wise, and the guys are going to keep releasing more songs. And if I choose to only listen to my top 10 favorite, that means I'm not going to listen to their future songs.
Yeah.
And oh my I God, would be Jose. Missing out on so many new songs.
Oh my God.
So I would sacrifice I feel like my top 10 would be like, let us go, Jose. We love you. If you love us, let us go so you can expand your horizons.
Like a drama. I just imagine those ending drama scenes. Songs. Yes, yes. Like, let us go.
You know how they say, if you love something, let it go? That's what I feel like is going to have to happen here. I feel it in my bones, in my spirit.
You know, that's a really good point too, Jose, like future songs. I can't imagine not being like, being able to keep up with their newer songs. Okay, yeah. We already know what we're going with. That took us a little bit to think about, but I think our reasoning is pretty good. Oh, good thing we don't have to deal with that, Jose. We get to listen to whatever we want to listen to in this world. Next question is from @Sirney14, and they're asking, besides BTS, what is something else you are really passionate about? What is it and why? Now, keep that in mind while answering this. Okay, hold on. We'll try to answer that before we read the next question. Okay, What's something you're really passionate about doing right now?
Editing, because I'm even in school for it. So I'm really passionate about it. Like, keep growing professionally, like, even on YouTube, but also creating it possibly as a job outside of YouTube as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah. Same for me. Editing is something that I've loved doing since I was young. So it'd be cool to keep doing that in the future. So keep that in mind. All right. Would you rather give up?
Oh my God.
Give up this? Would you rather give up this passion to meet BTS in person or be able to make a living doing this passion but never meeting BTS in person? Okay.
Well, look, this is the thing. I feel like if the guys knew I gave up my passion to meet them, they would be extremely disappointed. And I feel, this ties into the first question. They would extremely dislike me.
My option
or my selection is do it as a living, but never meet BTS. I feel like that would be the one for me.
100%. I mean, that's what we're basically doing right now.
Yeah. Keep it all the way real.
Could you imagine though, Jose, like you're just not able to edit anymore, especially, you know, you love editing, especially BTS videos. It's like two things you love in one world and then having to give that up just to meet them in person. And that's true. Could you imagine if they found out? I mean, in that world of where... everything revolves around you and BTS somehow knows about you.
I know, right?
About you giving it up for them. They would be extremely disappointed. So I agree with Jose. I think I'm going to go make a living doing this passion and never meeting them.
And honestly, like, if we take it out of, like, meeting BTS and them being, like, disappointed, honestly, like, you gave up your entire passion. Like, what would you do after? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's so hard to like pick something that's like now going to be your new passion. You know what I mean? I feel like it would be hard.
Exactly. I can't imagine. Could you imagine, Jose? You can't edit or do anything in that kind of field.
Yeah, I'd be like, now what do I do? Girl. Woo.
Yeah, agree.
All right. The last questions that we have is from @BlondJungkook. By the way, oh my God. Did you? Sorry.
I already knew. I was reading that. I'm like, Jose.
We didn't even talk about it. BlondJungkook. Let it be known that Jose is no longer on planet Earth. I want y'all to know that. This right now is just his body speaking through a robot, through a machine. His spirit has left. Okay. Anywho.
That's why.
Just wanted to say that real quick. @BlondJungkook wants to ask, would you rather be able to meet BTS several times, but every time you do, you embarrass yourself very badly, or meet BTS once, but don't make a fool of yourself? Oh, I think that's easy. Yeah.
Oh, wait, what is it?
I'm going to answer real quick. I'd rather meet them once, but don't make a fool of myself, even though I feel like I still would because I'm a mess.
See, okay, I'm going to go with the other one. I would rather meet them several times, but every time embarrass myself. Because me, I guess, I already embarrassed myself the first time.
Oh, yes, you already did. Yeah.
I already fudged up. So I'm like, what?
So this ain't nothing new to you. Okay.
Oh,
Oh my god, that sounds so funny. Girl, you've been did this. This is your thing. You keep embarrassed.
Oh my god. I actually don't mind. I don't mind embarrassing myself, I guess. Because I already did. I'll do it again. I could go up to them again and be like, Overwatch or like something stupid. Oh my god. Like, I would throw myself under the bus to enjoy seeing them multiple times, I guess.
Oh my god. That was funny.
You know what? I feel like a lot of these questions, we really dug super deep into it, Jose.
Yes, girl. I did not expect you to like build a whole scenario.
Right? Like, we have these scenarios with each question. That's hilarious. Like, I want to do this again. Yes. I want to see like what other questions you guys could come up with that will really get us like thinking and like, creating scenario A, B, C. All the way to Z.
I know. But one thing I noticed is that a lot of these are about meeting BTS too. So I feel like a lot of them are like that. So it's interesting to point that out, you know, that a lot of people want to know, like, what would you do if you met them? You know?
Yeah. Makes sense. Wow. I just realized that too. Huh. But yes, thank you guys for sending all of these questions through Twitter. We're going to announce it again. So follow us on there if you want to keep up and be involved in the next one.
Yes. Well, that was it, guys. Thank you so much for submitting your questions. Mm-hmm. Sorry if we did not get to answer all of them. I know we didn't get, you know, we are in a time crunch. So, guys, sorry we didn't get to answer yours. But keep sending them. We will post them again or post an announcement that when we're going to do another episode like this again. This was fun. A little different than what we usually do when it comes to, like, quizzes or letters. You know, this is another way for you guys to be involved with the podcast. And I feel like it was fun. But, yeah, that was it for this episode. To stay updated, follow us on Twitter at InterludeArmyPD, along with our Instagram, which is also at InterludeArmyPD. And if you want to send any feedback or letters, please email us at interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
Uh-huh. So I hope you guys enjoyed listening to us today. Make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode. Thank you for tuning in and have an amazing week, you guys.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Roseanne.
Bye, Jose. Bye, Army. Bye. Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoongi, Jung Ho Suk, Park Jimin, Kim Taehyung, Jung Jungkook, BTS.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.